Hey, have you seen my package of ground beef? I swear I left it here in the freezer. Right here on the top shelf. No doubt about it.
Oh, the lean ground beef? If memory serves, it was in Walmart packaging. Oh yeah, I made Sloppy Joe's from it. They're on the door in the fridge.
Whoa! Who said you could use the meat? My parents bought that for me when they were visiting yesterday. For me. It wasn't part of our shared groceries.
Well, did you write your name on it? I don't remember seeing your name on it anywhere. That's part of our agreement, right? If you buy something for yourself, write your name on it. If there's no name, it's fair game.
Oh, come on. You know that we can only get to Walmart by car. Do either of us have a car? That would be a no. So obviously someone had to drive me to get there. Plus, you knew my parents were here. It doesn't take a genius to put one and one together. I think even you, a law student, could figure out my parents bought it for me.
Even if I had magically figured out that the ground beef was such a precious gift from your parents, that still doesn't explain why you didn't write your name on it.
Gosh, you really don't pay attention to my life, do you? Are you going to be okay in the courtroom, Miss Future Lawyer? I worked a double shift last night. Between grocery shopping with my parents and working extra to pay the rent, I didn't exactly think writing my name on some package of ground beef was a matter of life and death. Little did I know it would disappear the second I put it in the freezer.
I did make Sloppy Joe's for everyone, so it's not like I stole your meat from you. In fact, they're already made and ready to go, so there, time saved.
Whatever. I'm too hungry to think about it anymore. What's this? Carrots? In Sloppy Joe's? You've got to be joking. I hate carrots.
This may come as a bit of a shock, but I actually do pay attention. Remember how you told me your nutritionist said you needed to eat more vegetables? Well, here you go. Vegetables.
Oh, great. Thanks for hiding vegetables in my food, Mom. And they're so well hidden, too. Practically invisible. It's not like I'd noticed them or anything. They're orange!
Whatever. Throw it on a bun, and voila! You don't see those damn carrots anymore. That reminds me, I went shopping for the buns, the carrots, and the sauce for the Sloppy Joe's, so you need to pay me $5 for your half.
Wait a second here. Let me get this straight. You used my meat, which my parents bought for me. Then you put in carrots, which I hate. And on top of it all, you want me to pay a half for all the groceries to make the Sloppy Joes that I didn't even ask for with my meat? You know what? Keep your Sloppy Joes. I'm going out. I need some fresh air.
Do whatever you want. It's your loss. So much for me making healthy Sloppy Joes for you. You know what they say? No good deed goes unpunished.